Mark here.
Hey, Mark Allen, it's Dave and Inky calling from Star 102.7, mate. How you doing?
Oh, you're joking. You're joking. I'm beside myself, mate. I've come into school this morning. I've had a phone call from a concerned resident last night about a large bang. Couldn't believe it, mate. We've got a meteorite on the oval, mate. This is ridiculous.
We've just seen it, mate. We've just seen a bit of a school report. It looks like a decent size, too.
This is unbelievable, mate. It's easily the size of a decent beach ball.
Yes.
Kids are speculating that it's actually full of diamonds.
Could be.
Wow.
That would be amazing. Yeah. So you've got police on site at the moment, mate. I saw that. Police have cordoned off the area.
Council as well. Yeah, we had to get the local council in. They brought a machine to try and clean it up. But basically, we're waiting for forensics at the moment. They're just testing for radioactivity. But yeah, mate, we've got it all cordoned off with police tape and everything. It's very, very serious.
How was it, though, that said meteorite just landed on the oval but not on the school? Like, it was just it could have been millimetres away from the school.
Oh, what luck. I mean, the every teacher's worst nightmare, a meteorite coming through. I mean, what kid wouldn't be distressed about their classroom being blown up?
By a meteor. Because Mark, we've just got off air and we had a call from a guy called Paul, and he said, you wouldn't believe this, but a meteor has just landed on the school oval at Volanda State School.
Oh,
and
Volanda.
We thought, hang on, that's Mark's school, so I'll give you a call. So what's the deal? What's the dealio there, Mark?
So basically, we've got a really innovative way that we teach the kids about writing.
Yep.
So our whole school focus every Monday morning, they'll get like some fascinating stimulus, and then they do their writing about it for the week.
Yeah,
so
right.
This week we're focusing on information reports. So they're actually, this morning, every kid in the school is actually formulating their own information report ready for the local media about what's actually taken place here. They're fascinated, man, but the crowd was like 15 deep this morning. the phones have been ringing hot. My secretary's like, phone is just ringing constantly. Is it safe to send our kids to school? it's certainly an elaborate hoax. Don't get the wrong idea about that.
Mark, how did you get the meteor to smoulder? Because it is smoking in the background.
Oh well, our groundsman is an absolute champion. He dug the trench and he actually dug a deep hole under it and he's buried a smoke machine.
Oh.
He's buried the extension lead as well. You can't even see it. He's just incredible, man. He's run a lead out from a nearby building, and they've got the smoke machine's got a remote control. So whenever the kids come out, the one of the teachers hits the button and it just starts smoldering again. The kids are like, whoa! You can actually see it's blowing a hole through the canopy behind it, through the trees, and there's branches scattered and they've burnt the leaves, and it's just
Well played. Mark Allen, principal of Volanda State School, thank you very much, mate. I'll say well done to you guys. The kids won't ever forget that. It's a great way to learn stuff. What an education they're getting, mate. Well done to you guys up there in Volanda.
Absolutely. Happy Monday, guys. Have a great one.